Daddy! Oh, I'm so happy that you're back. It's so boring when you aren't here. I even built a pillow fort when you were gone. So, what do you want to do first? We can watch Netflix. I tried a bunch of snacks in here. Ooh, and I took out the board games. We can play Takenoko! But the panda is so cute. What? Oh, you've had a long day at work. So, you just want to relax and go to sleep? I can help with that too. I'll read you a bedtime story. You've read me so many, it's only fair that I do the same for you. Let's get snuggly under the blankets and I can pick one out. What do you want to hear? Harry Potter? No? How about Dr. Seuss? I can do a bunch of rhyming. No? Then what do you want to hear? Oh, you'd like me to make one up? Ooh, that sounds like fun. I know just the story. Now, shh, and close your eyes. Once upon a time, there was a brave adventurer named Iso. That's you, Daddy. He was the coolest and fiercest fighter in all of the land. And also incredibly handsome. He put Flynn Rider to shame with his smolder. He fought all sorts of monsters and bad guys, like dragons and orcs. He was a force to be reckoned with. On his travels, he came across the Land of Honey, which is ruled by the Queen Bee. He was approached by our guards and escorted to her castle. Once there, the beautiful Queen Bee spoke. Oh, great Iso, I'm in need of your services. No, not like that, Daddy. Shh! You're interrupting my story. Now, where was I? Yes. My daughter, Princess Koi, that's me, has been captured by a rogue band of wasps. I have heard of your skills, and you will be paid handsomely if you bring her back safely. Iso could never leave a damsel in distress, and gladly accepts this challenge, so he sets off to the tower she was trapped in. He journeyed for days until he reached the tower. It was dark and gloomy. He could hear faint cries in the distance. It was the princess! Help! Help! Won't somebody save me? Iso charged up the tower until he was blocked by two wasp guards. He took a stance ready to fight when one of the wasps goes, Oh, no! It is the mighty Iso. We are zoomed, said one of the wasps. Blarg, I don't know what all the buzz is about. We can take him, said another. And they charged at him with their stingers. Ding, ding, pow, pow. But the mighty Iso was ready with his trusty sword in hand. Pow, pow, bing, bing. And he cut their stingers right off. Ah! Screamed the wasps. The princess isn't worth it. Let's get out of here. Our mighty hero burst into her chambers and untied the princess. Oh, great hero, thank you so much for rescuing me. Those wasps were just awful. However can I repay you? The princess bats her eyelashes at the brave adventurer. Well, Daddy, how do you think the princess should repay him? I think you have some ideas. That's what I thought, too. So the princess unzips. The adventurer's pants and pulls his cock out. Oh my, I've never had a cock so big. Is this what a hero cock is like? A mighty reward for a mighty dad. I mean, hero. All better, Daddy? I bet you're all relaxed now. I'll finish my story and then we can go to bed. And so, the princess married the adventurer and eventually became queen. They moved to the castle and the adventurer got all the blowjobs he ever wanted. They lived happily ever after. The end. Good night, Daddy.